It's a 34. It's a Randolph County SB 40 program. Julie Doherty is in, RCDDS director, with a familiar face, but new to the Randolph County Sheltered Industries. Go ahead, Julie. We'll let you make the introduction.
That's exactly right. Last month, I talked a little bit about Randolph County Sheltered Industries, which is now known as MPPS. You'll be hearing that a lot around the community. That stands for Mid-Missouri Productivity and Packaging Specialist, because of the work that they're concentrating on doing in recent months. So I do have a guest today, and I hope that this will be the first of many times that she'll be here with me. Her name is Sherry Pretz. She is the new executive director for MPPS, so I'd like her to talk a little bit about herself and MPPS in general.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Sherry.
Good morning, Brad.
You're not nervous.
Not so.
You've done
not
this
really.
Before. All right. Well, welcome. What interests you in this position?
Well, actually, it brought me back home to the community that I love, that I was born and raised in, and give my heart and soul to as far as civically. And it was, I've had a good run with University Extension for the last 5 years with an office in Columbia. But it was an opportunity to bring me back home and work in the community that I want to serve. Mm-hmm.
So with your strengths in career leadership, how does this work as far as taking over MPPS? I got to get used to that. We've said Sheltered Industries for so many years.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Me too. I'm still getting used to it. Yeah. This is my fifth day on the job, so yeah. I'm just diving right in.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate to have a wonderful board and three staff members that work side by side with me. We're all a team. I can already tell in 5 days' time that we're going to be a terrific team working together to provide employment for some pretty special folks out there.
Julie, I guess we should acknowledge the work that Kit Brewer did in kind of laying a foundation and this transition to MPPS, right?
I would agree 100%. I think there's a lot of staff and board members, past and present, from the very start in 2010 when Senate Bill 40 was voted by the taxpayers. A lot of the sheltered industry or MPPS board members were back that proposition heavily. So I think that the current board members and the current staff are hugely important in taking this into the future. But I do think, some past board members and staff do deserve a lot of props for that as well.
All right. So, Sherry, as you take over, what's the status of the sheltered industries? You got a lot of folks out there?
We do. We have 53 employees right now and a total of 9 staff, including myself. Mm-hmm. We've got work that we're doing with DSV and Cardinal Healthcare, and then we also do quite a bit of recycling, paper recycling and cardboard.
Mm-hmm. It's become more than just the recycling. Certainly that's an important part of it, but how you've integrated into the community and gotten your workforce into other jobs is pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. And we're looking forward to building future relationships and adding to that.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about, as you take over, what's your vision, what's your goal for, I know it's early.
It
would you
is
say
very
five,
early,
fifth
Brad.
Day
this is
or
my fifth day.
Fifth
yes.
Day.
So
I don't
maybe
know if you had time to have a vision. But
I think maybe my goal is to get through my first week successfully, which I feel like I have, and just working with the terrific board that we have and building the relationships in town to bring other opportunities.
Yeah, I imagine today, this first week or two is just going to be observation and get your feet settled, right?
It is a little mind blowing. A lot of information out there, but. It's all good.
What was your first impression when you walked in and just the work that was being done?
Very impressed. And to see our employees working with DSV, I haven't had a chance to go to Cardinal Health yet, but to watch them do the work at DSV and just, blend right in like they're a regular employee of DSV, it's amazing to watch them.
All right. Sherry Pretz and Julie Doherty, my guests. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of our SB 40 program right after this.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, Call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you ready for the spine-tingling thrill of a classic whodunit? It's Death Trap at Maples Repertory Theater, North Missouri's professional theater. You'll meet Sidney Brule, a once successful playwright who is desperate for a hit. When he reads his student's new play, Sidney is convinced he can pass it off as his own if the student is out of the picture. You'll never guess what happens next. See Death Trap by purchasing tickets online at MaplesRep.com or by calling the box office at 660-385-2924. Death Trap at Maples Rep. Will have you on the edge of your seat. Surprises are guaranteed.
There's huge savings at CentralMoInfo.com under the shopping tab for bids for bargains. Save half off with instant bargains from C&R Transmission and Moberly. Transmission service certificate retail price $85. You only pay half. Winter service including oil change, coolant flush, and bumper-to-bumper inspection. Retail value $100. You pay only half. Four-wheel alignment at C&R Transmission, regularly $58, you pay only half. Save half off today at CentralMoInfo.com under the shopping tab at Bids for Bargains. Simply call Crest at 800-892-2300.
All right, 20 before 9, it's our Randolph County SB 40 program. We're focusing on MPPS, or Randolph County Sheltered Industries. New director Sherry Pretz is in with me. The question we always get, I think, in this community is regarding recycling. Where can you take recyclables? So what do you do now at Sheltered Industries in regards to recycling?
We do paper and cardboard products.
Yep.
And that's the extent of our recycling at this point.
Yeah. People always say, do you recycle glass? Not yet.
We just don't have a market for it right now.
So how can they take their recyclables to you? How can they get them to you?
We can pick recyclables up. That is, again, my fifth day finding out more information for them. If they have questions about it, they can call us at MPPS and find out how they can either have their stuff delivered, picked up, or they can deliver it.
All right. How does it work with the employers? Do they come on site, first of all, and then you transport them? How does it work to the job site?
They come to our employees come to MPPS, and then we truck them to the job site.
Mm-hmm. So. And then pick them up, bring them back?
Yes. And we have supervisors that are there with them throughout the process of the day. They stay with them throughout the whole work cycle.
That's going to be something else for you to learn, too. It's just the strengths or what skill set your employees possess. And then
yes.
You're going to be a matchmaker, right? Or hopefully.
Exactly. That's something we're constantly doing. We do time studies to see. We'll do tests on a type of job that someone wants done. So we'll do a time test to see how skilled our employee is and then place them respectfully, where they belong.
And then how important is it going to be for you to develop relationships with area employers and maybe form a partnership?
It's most important. Mm-hmm. That's what we're working towards right now, is starting to build some new relationships and to provide more employment for our employees. Mm-hmm. And probably work hard to build some relationships that maybe were broken in the past, mm-hmm. and we need to make those strong again.
All right, Sherry Pretz with me and Julie Doherty. So how does SB 40 tax dollars work in regards to Sheltered Industries?
Well, the Senate Bill 40 tax levy initially was passed in 2010, as most people know, and a lot of the groundwork in the Proposition O advocating was for the sheltered industries. Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago, the sheltered industry building, I can remember working for the Department of Mental Health and seeing that close for some of our folks because of funding and shortfall in funding. They just didn't have the operation budget. So they had to close for a period of time and they would reopen. Then when Senate Bill 40 came along, the tax levy money was able to be used to help MPPS with operations. And that's what it does. Every year we give over 50% of the tax levy money to MPPS, not only for operations, but maybe for one-time costs throughout the year. They might need a piece of equipment. Maybe they need some maintenance done to their building, something like that. But also we provide transportation. We have a partnership through OATS and through Caring Communities here in Moberly. And we provide transportation to all of the employees that work at MPPS. So they might live in their home here in the community. They might not have a vehicle. They might not even have a driver's license. So the OATS bus picks them up, takes them to MPPS every day, and then at the end of the day takes them home. And they have to pay nothing for that transportation.
Yeah, I was going to transportation's a significant part of this equation, isn't it?
It's yes. So huge.
I'm guessing most of your employees don't drive, probably.
Correct.
Is that about right? Yeah. So the tax dollars certainly go to support that. All right. Well, you guys are buddies now, right?
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of work to be done in any social service agency. I think certainly here there's room for growth and room for improvement. So every day I just we just come to work and do what we can do to to make the world a better place. So,
well, absolutely. No doubt your mission, even though you're in two different entities, I guess the mission is the same, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, to help the developmentally disabled in the community, in the county. Well, Sherry, welcome to the post. We're glad to have you back.
Brad, I'm excited. I can't express enough.
That's terrific. First of several visits, I'm sure. Julie, anything else you'd like to add? Your picnic go well?
It did. It went really great. A couple weekends ago, we did have the picnic, and it went really great. I think it was close to 300 individuals and families, and out at Rothwell Park, the weather was great, and all the activities were really well. So they always appreciate it every year, and that's something we'll look forward to next year.
Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry Prince and Julie Doherty joining me on our Randolph County SB 40 program. It's 9:15.
Think about this. Almost every day.